Well, this was it. The day we had all waited for. The day the cast list went up for Bluffington's annual Founders Day pageant.
Oh, hey, there's me, Skeeter Valentine. I get to play Thaddeus Bluff, the founder of Bluffington.
That's great. Hey, look, Roger's going to play Grendel, the brave horse. The front half.
Yeah, I wonder who gets stuck playing the back half.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Doug. Well, hey, it's not that bad. I mean, at least you get a tail. What? Pageant director Judy Funny. Wow, man! That's your sister! Oh, no!
That's me. Hey! I couldn't believe it. The school had actually picked my sister to direct the annual Founders Day pageant.
I guess everybody really liked that show she did last year, Doug. I bet that's why they picked her.
Well, I just hope she won't do anything to embarrass me.
Actors, get them.
Okay, everybody, let's take it from the top. Oh, by the way, Dougie, you left these in the bathroom this morning.
Hey, relax, man. Judy's pretty cool. She won't pull any funny stuff.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Skeeter.
Help me! Peter, help me! Save me!
Well, calm down, lady. We'll save you. Save you from what?
From humiliation.
Judy!
Look at you, your pathetic lumps of clay. Clay that I shall mold into actors extraordinaire. Ready? Shall we begin? And action!
Judy, what are you doing?
I'm trying to inspire these little clay lumps.
You'll inspire them to quit if you don't cool it.
Don't you see? This is your big chance to express yourselves, to move the audience to a new understanding of what Founders Day really means. All right. Everybody, throw away your scripts. Voila! We're going to find the true meaning of this pageant. We're going to give Bluffington something they've never seen before. Are you with me?
Will it get us out of class?
Yes!
Great! Why didn't you say so?
Wow, Judy was changing the play. And I wouldn't have to share a costume with Roger. This was going to be the best pageant ever.
And now, presenting the award for Best Director of a School Pageant, here is world-famous Shakespearean figure skating person, Derek Erickson.
And the award goes to Judy Funny. Bravo!
Thank you. But this award really belongs to my brother, Doug, without whose brilliant performance this pageant would have really stunk.
Behold, I am the spirit of all who founded Bluffington. I am the explorer. I am change. I am the astronaut.
Hey, Skeeter, what are you boys up to?
Oh, hey, Dad. Doug's helping me practice my lines for the pageant.
You don't mean the
Founders Day pageant?
Yeah, that's it.
It's going to be so cool this year, Dad. Doug's sister Judy is updating it. I'm playing Thaddeus Bluff as an astronaut.
Ooh, my great-great-granddaddy played Thaddeus Bluff in the Founders Day pageant. And he was no...
Astronaut?
Yeah, astronaut. We'll just see who's changing what, mister. Or my name isn't...
Dad?
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Listen, Mayor, a good many voters aren't going to like it that their mayor allowed some girl to change a town tradition.
Yes, go ahead. I'm all ears.
you. I am the pot roast, the pot salivy. I come with peas to Bluffington. A little yada lubba dubba dooby yabba dabba. Yeah!
Actors, gather, gather. I am agog. I am speechless. We have awakened the sleeping giant. We have drained the stagnant pond.
I'll say we have. All right, young lady, what's all this brouhaha?
Brouhaha? This, sir, is art. What you see before you isn't just an astronaut, green peas, and a pot roast. What we have here is the death of a boring pageant and the rebirth of history.
Excuse me, young person, but what I believe we have here is a big fat pimple on our beautiful Bluffington history. Now, how do we deal with a zit? Well, let me explain.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, I know how to talk to bohemians like these. All right, the monkey business is over. You kids get back into your traditional costumes. And as for you, Miss Pageant Changer, I'm taking over this show.
You know, Shakespeare was fired from directing his Founders Day pageant, too.
I couldn't believe it. Mr. Bone actually fired my sister.
Hey, Funny, looks like you and me are playing horsey again.
Well, Bluffington got their boring, traditional Founders Day pageant back. I guess that's the way they wanted it.
All right, people, let's get this show on the road. I'll be out there watching, so don't mess up.
Who's gonna notice if we mess up anyway? In 5 minutes, everybody's gonna be snoring!
I'm just glad Judy isn't here to see this.
Truly, this looks like a good spot to settle. What say you, wife?
Hark, 'tis errant to settle betwixt two forked trees. Go get thee hence.
Yeah, go foundeth your town somewhere else.
Prithee, tell us why 'tis errant to settle betwixt two forked trees.
I don't know, just 'tis, that's all.
Yeah, probably the drama critic from the Big Bluff Daily News. Must have heard I was directing.
Nay, I say, we shall not be moved from betwixt these two trees which
you
are
there,
forked.
Young man, you must ride to Fort Lucky Duck and bring back food to save us from starving. Here, ride Brave Grendel.
It shall be done.
Oh, watch it, Funny. Get your butt off my head, Roger. Oh.
We're dying out there.
Yeah, that's a tradition too.
You know, Judy's right. What good is tradition if it doesn't mean anything? Thaddeus Bluff would have never founded this town if he had acted like us. He didn't believe in meaningless tradition, and neither should we.
That's a nice little speech, son.
Thank you, sir.
Now, once again,
with feeling.
Judy! Yes, like the legendary phoenix, I have arisen from the ash heap. I have come to unleash the muse, to resuscitate this fetid pig.
Can somebody translate?
I'm gonna help you save this pageant, knucklehead.
Are you with me?
Everybody, get into your other costumes. You, don the pot roast. Bluffina, get your wings on. Dougie, man the bongos. People, we've got a show to do.
What's that?
Behold, I am the spirit of all who founded Bluffington. I am the explorer. I am change. I am the astronaut.
This is Thaddeus Bluff. We must be transported. Over.
That's not in the script. What's going on here?
Come on, Valentine. We'll put an end to these shenanigans. Valentine!
Put a sock in it, Bone. That's my boy.
It all started out with this guy named Thad.
Thad, a guy named Thad.
A real cool idea, old Thad had.
Cool man.
I am the pot roast of hospitality. Boop boop shabop bop a ram a lam a ding dong. I come with peas to Bluffington.
Here's the peas, please.
Bravo! Bravo! Magnificent! What happened? I'm not sure.
That's my boy!
Oh, you pulled a fast one all right, Miss Pageant Updater. But don't think you'll get away with it. We're gonna do this pageant until we get it right!
First thing we do is get rid of these costumes! What?
What's going on here? Play like that? I really liked it.
Way to go, Mr. Bone.
Take your bow, Mr. Bone.
Well, okay.
I don't think everyone understood Judy's version of the pageant, but I guess even a town as traditional as ours can stand to shake it up once in a while. And thanks to my sister Judy, I don't think Bluffington will ever be quite the same.